2020 has just started, and yet, with this beginning of a new decade, this new year has brought us into things we could have never concluded before its introduction to us at the first day of January. World War III threats, now a virus, death of people that don't deserve it, etc., etc. Why? Why is it that things like this are least predictable but hurt the most? Does that even matter? Because in the end of the day, in 10, 20 years, all that we will remember is how these things ended, how we managed to end them. But why is that thing? Because if we don't have records of what happened in World War II or World War I, we'll probably only be mentioning the things that happened in the end, the conclusion, the good thing, how all the bad things ended, not how they started. But why is that human nature? Why do we push actual information and bring up the good thing? Like, don't get me wrong, good things are also information, but it kind of lessens the strength of the good things. Because if you don't mention the bad things that you had to go through to reach X, to reach your utopia, then it was never a utopia, it was just life. If you don't mention the life before the bad, then for the listener, it's just life. I don't know what changed, I just know this. Why do we do that? Why do we scratch off the terrible? It's just human nature for us to value good in the future. While in the present, we value bad 3 times more than good. In the future, we end up only remembering what happened in the end, or what is the positive of what we've done. Because in the end of the day, if we remember only the bad, I don't think we'd have survived for so long. Because that would just cause so much misinformation. It would cause people to think that, well, war is bad, always bad. So people who would have rebelled in slavery, or people who rebelled to free their own country, wouldn't have done it because, well, it's always been bad. The reason war occurs is because people are always encouraged. They're always told they will be having a glorious win, a victory, because that's all they've been told. Either the wins or how the bad things ended. And usually how bad things ended are never as bad as how they started. And that's how wars are encouraged between the younger generation. Now, that's not the only reason why war is encouraged, but it is a huge one. Because let me tell you, if I keep telling you that we lost every single war since 1912, I don't think, as a reasonable human, not mentally ill or anything, a perfectly normal, stable human, I don't think you're gonna go to war with anybody. Knowing that you've lost so many wars, I don't think that you're gonna go on another one knowing that you've always lost. Now, it's human nature though to challenge ourselves. That's how we improve. But it doesn't mean that we do what our nature tells us is bad. It just means that whatever our nature tells us is bad enough for us to be able to fight. That's what we challenge. We don't challenge others, we mostly challenge ourselves. And that's how we proceed in life. And that's how everyone and anyone that wants to keep going forward, they should be fighting not anyone around them, not their enemy, not their nemesis, not their dad, their mom, their brother, their sister. No, they should be fighting themselves. And the only hero that you can have for you is yourself, because no one else is realistically approachable to you other than you. So if you can't find another person that's as good as you, doesn't that encourage you to become better?